Occasionally, myself and our coaching staff at dadstartingover.com, we run into a client who has issues that go beyond the scope of coaching. They may have really severe anxiety, depression, suicidal ideation, and this is the point where our coaches stop and say, "Have you spoken to a therapist?" What a lot of these men say is, "I've looked into it. Not a lot of options in my area. It can't work with my schedule. Or I have an appointment scheduled, but I can't get in for another 4 months." In other words, the need is there. They recognize the need. They see the value in the therapy. But the options for getting the therapy are extremely limited in their area. Well, thanks to our friends at BetterHelp.com, there is an option for you. BetterHelp is a unique service that allows you to talk to a licensed therapist from your area via your telephone or your computer. You can do voice chat with them if you wish. You can email back and forth. You can text with them, all on your time schedule, all from the convenience of your phone or your computer. So check it out at betterhelp.com/DSO. That's betterhelp.com/DSO and get 10% off your first month of service with BetterHelp.
Good old Adnor, I remember Adnor. He says, "Can folks move towards secure attachment from avoidant?" Of course. "And how much does family of origin matter?" Everything. Of course, and it matters a lot. Done. Okay, I'll expand on that a little bit. What we see that is difficult, there is right now in the relationship talk sphere online, of which I'm a part of, a theme of avoidant person is the devil, anxious person is the angel, who just wants to try like hell to fix the relationship. And if it wasn't for that goddamn avoidant person, everything would be fine. And that's not necessarily fair. There are a lot of anxious people that have a lot of freaking problems, and they got to work on a lot. And whether, even if they were with a very secure person, it still wouldn't work out relationship-wise because they're so anxious. They're so clingy, so needy. So they have to work on their issues. But that being said, by my estimation, it would seem that, yes, if you sat down in a, pardon me, an anxious and avoidant couple, and you said, "All right, folks, here's what we're going to need to do. We've identified this dynamic here. You anxious, you got to work on your problems." More often than not, the anxious person sits up straight and says, "Yes, what do I got to do?" And they got a pen and paper in hand, and they're writing shit down, if not recording it. And then the second they go home, or probably when they go to the parking lot, they're YouTubing solutions and downloading, you know, books on Audible and everything else. While the avoidant person tends to be more like, "Oh shit, here we go again." Always with the trying to fix the problems and blah, 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 blah. So yeah, they're probably less apt to try and come to center, but it is possible. Got to reach them. You have to get past that wall of, you know, they value their independence over everything. The typical avoidant. I don't want to be vulnerable and open up and everything else because that potentially I'm going to lose my independence and I'm going to have to bring you, anxious person, into my world and, oh God, the chaos and stress and anxiety of that and yuck. So it takes probably professional help to say, no, you got some work to do, Mr. or Miss Avoidant, and to come more to center. And here's what that work involves. And it takes a lot. Both sides, it takes a lot. But, not to demonize the avoidant person, but from what I've seen, oh boy, it takes a lot. And also, ironically, from what I've seen, as avoidant person does work, here's anxious person, and they're doing the work. Here's center, like the secure. That anxious person does all this work at hyper speed, goes to therapy, reading every book imaginable, joining groups like mine, the DSO fraternity, DSOfraternity.com. And they go from anxious to secure, shrunk, like in record speed. It may take months, years, whatever, but it's pretty fast, considering all they have to work on, because they're just boom, 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 go, go, go. And as they come to center and they look over at Mr. or Miss Avoidant, and they're like, "Man, you're going slow here. I've watched you. You took 5 steps forward and then 3 back. And then 3 back again. And you're where you were before. You're worse than where you were before. Now I'm watching you come forward again, and now you're taking more steps back. And then I'm watching you come forward again and more steps back." And eventually, from what I've seen, those formerly anxious types say, I got more value, you know, now than what I've ever had. And my sense of worth is through the roof. And I, you know, not to say they're narcissistic anyway, but they finally recognize, like, I'm pretty big deal. I'm a good spouse. I'm a good person. And here I am chasing after this person and, you know, waiting, going, "When are you going to be healthy, dude or gal? Come on." And they lose hope and they lose patience and they just say, I'm out of here. That's what I've seen quite a bit, if not more often than not. Anxious gets impatient. Anxious says, screw you, avoidant. I'm worth more than this. Adios. And the avoidant's like, eh, fuck it. Back to being avoidant again. But what really Fs us up, us anxious, insecure people, is that those avoidant types really don't seem very avoidant, do they, during the early stages of the relationship? If you click at that level, they can be hypersexual, they can be touching and loving, maybe not to the degree that you like 100%, but enough to get you hooked, and enough for you to say, it could be better, but good enough. And then 3-4 years down the line, you're like, not good enough, nowhere near good enough. What's wrong with this person? They just checked out completely. They're just not a romantic person in any way, shape, or form. This sucks. It's tough. Being with an avoidant person, it's tough, and I speak from experience.
If you're listening to this, you're probably a guy who is interested in self-improvement. You probably consume a lot of information, like these podcasts, YouTube videos, audiobooks, courses, everything you can to learn more and help you become the best man that you can be. And if you're like a lot of men, there's something still missing. Well, I can tell you what that missing thing probably is. Quality time with other men that are on the same mission as you. Some of you probably have casual relationships with your fellow soccer dads or the occasional beer with guys from the neighborhood. But none of them seem to be on the same page as you. Am I right? They seem content with their shitty marriages, their shitty jobs, and their expanding waistlines. They have all but given up. You find yourself talking to them about the same football teams, listening to their stories about their subpar home life, and you're getting to the point where you dread hanging around them. Well, the good news is that we have assembled a group of men just like you. We call our group the DSO Fraternity. We have live Zoom meetings that are hosted by yours truly, along with the other members of the DSO team. We have a very active private discussion forum, a Discord server for our lifetime members, a members-only podcast, access to my books in audiobook and PDF format at no extra charge, discounts on one-on-one coaching with myself and other members of the team, discounts on our video courses, and access to our in-person gatherings. We have met in Nashville, Tennessee, Austin, Texas, Las Vegas, Australia, Amsterdam, and soon in New Orleans. So check it out, the DSO Fraternity at dsofraternity.com. We have monthly, annual, and lifetime membership options available. I think you will find our group is the missing piece of the puzzle that you have been looking for.